Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by, sorry about this, hold on. Oh, you gotta love live radio, right? All right, this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Here we go. Proposed recall sponsor Deb Mendrick turned in recall petition signatures to recall some Elmwood Township Board of Trustees. Mendrick gathered signatures for Rochelle Brown, who is a township trustee, and petitions for Pam Brinkman, who is the township clerk. Although petitioners only had to gather 120 signatures to move the proposed call to an election, more than 60 extra signatures were collected in case some didn't pass inspection. On the petition to recall Brown, approximately 184 signatures were submitted. On the proposed petition to recall Brinkman, approximately 185 signatures were submitted. Also, recall sponsor Bunny Porter turned in a proposed recall petition for Evan Laurie, who was the township trustee. There were approximately 183 signatures on his petition, which exceeded the required 120. The Tuscola County Clerk's Office will now begin the review process to determine if enough qualifying signatures have been collected to trigger a recall election for the positions. If more than 120 signatures are verified, the recall issue will be on the May election ballot. Samantha Schnettler, who is the Executive Director of the Economic Development Corporation of Sanilac and Huron Counties, announced three Sanilac County businesses received funding from the Eastern Michigan Small Business Network. From nearly four dozen applications, three businesses were selected to receive funding. The businesses that were selected were MTH Landscaping in Sandusky, the Tribune Recorder Leader Newspaper in Sandusky, and the Lexington House Bed and Breakfast in Lexington. MTH Landscaping was awarded $13,944. Sandusky Tribune Recorder Leader Newspaper received $4,040. Some of the things the funding will allow the businesses to use the money for is to get new equipment or furnishings, software, purchases or upgrades, and to do specialized consulting services and training. And thousands of Dow employees are expected to lose their jobs as the Midland-based chemical company looks to further streamline its operations and increase profitability. The company announced its plans to cut 4,500 jobs in a news release on Thursday, January 29th. It's unclear how the cuts will affect Dow Michigan's workforce. The announcement comes as the company looks to increase its focus on the use of artificial intelligence and automation. Additionally, Dow plans to reset its cost structure and contemporize its customer service. The planned job cuts are also the latest for Dow, which announced plans to lay off 1,500 employees a year ago. The company has a total of about 34,000 employees globally. And we'll be right back.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And authorities are looking into the death of a 49-year-old man who sustained critical head injuries during an incident earlier this week. Emergency crews were called to a home in the 1900 block of Morrison Street around 3:20 a.m. in Saginaw, where they found Armando Garcia Jr. in need of medical attention. He was transported to a nearby hospital but later died from his injuries. Police have not yet disclosed how Garcia was hurt. The Michigan State Police Mobile Crime Lab assisted Saginaw detectives in examining the residence and collecting evidence. Investigators say they have identified a person of interest, though no arrests have been made. Detective Sergeant Oscar Lopez said the major case unit continues to pursue leads as the investigation remains active. Anyone with any information at all is urged to contact Saginaw Police at 989-759-1245 or reach out to Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. Michigan's elk herd has grown past its ideal population, and the state officials are working to bring it back to size. Population estimates from 2024 put the herd at 1,150 animals. Meanwhile, the ideal number is 500 to 900 animals. We are actively trying to reduce that elk population, Brent Rudolph, the Deer, Elk, and Moose Management Specialist for the DNR, said. The herd is centered in the Pigeon River Country State Forest, primarily in Sheboygan, Montmorency, and Otsego counties. As the population grows, animals spread into outlying areas, Rudolph said. This increases the likelihood of disease and conflicts with people, including farms and traffic. Hunting is the primary method of population management, he said. The agency is targeting cow elk to have the biggest long-term impact on the population. The DNR awarded 260 elk hunting licenses for last year, 180 of which were for antlerless elk. Hunters harvested 153 elk, including 87 antlerless. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I do have two obituaries to mention this morning. Donna Marie Sageman, 95 years old, passed away January 30th. She was born December 16th, 1930, in Brookfield Township. On October 17th, 1953, she was united in marriage to Frank W. Sageman at the Owendale Community of Christ Church. Donna is survived by two sons, Richard and Ronald, and four grandchildren. Funeral service for Donna will be held at McAlpine Funeral Home on Thursday, February 5th at 11 a.m. Visitation will be Wednesday, February 4th from 2 to 8 p.m. and visitation Thursday prior to the service at 10 a.m. Burial will take place in the spring. Memorials may go to the donor's choice. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. Madison Jean Haleski, 26 years old, of Saginaw, passed away unexpectedly on January 29th. Maddie was born on February 8, 1999, in Bad Axe. Maddie is survived by her mother, Lynn, her father, Leonard, sisters, Amanda and Jamie, two nephews, grandparents, Anthony and Jean, aunts and uncles, and many cousins. She was preceded in death by her grandparents, Stanley and Dorothy. Mass of Christian burial will be held on Wednesday, February 4th at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church at 11:30 a.m. Visitation with the family will be on Tuesday, February 3rd from 2 to 7 at McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe, and also at the church on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton in Maddie's name. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.